I want to know, how are you feeling about Instagram lately? Do you feel like there has been a shift on the platform? Because I sure as heck do. We already know the platform's engagement is down 28%, but more than that, there's been a shift in the vibe on Instagram. I know I've felt it, I know others have felt it, and I am doing something about it. There are three big things I am changing so I can keep using this platform to make profit, to serve my beautiful people, but also to show up in a way that actually makes me feel passionate about marketing in that space, or at least not feeling like showing up is a chore. And today I am spilling my honest feelings about the platform and those exact three steps that will hopefully inspire you in the way you approach the platform and maybe make some changes of your own as well that can change things for the better in your biz and your bank account. So let's dive in. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. All right, so let's dive in. What the heck is happening on the gram? Now, if you are anything like me, if you are anything like the people in my circle, in my community, in the Content Mastery Club that I've been speaking to, if you are anything like other leaders in this industry who are speaking out about this too, content creators, business owners, agency owners, the whole lot are coming in line to say things are shifting on the gram. And look, we're going to go into deep what these shifts are and how I have been shifting in line with that as well as a business owner to truly keep using the platform. But a little disclaimer at this episode, because anyone that knows me knows that I love content marketing. I love helping you create a content marketing system that works for you, your beautiful business, your beautiful audience to hit your amazing goals in the most authentic way that is sustainable to you. And this is a real thing. We can make this happen. And as part of that, Instagram might be one of the parts that fuel your content marketing engine. As small business owners, we do not need a lot of these. We just need to pick one social media platform, one other platform that isn't social media, like email or podcasting or blogging or vlogging or any of those types of things, right? And really just do a damn good job on them. And you may have picked Instagram as your social media channel, like I have picked Instagram as my social media channel. And I want to start off by saying that this is not going to be an Instagram bashing session. This is going to be an Instagram empowerment session with a big dose of real talk. Because if you're feeling like it's flat at the moment, if you're feeling like the vibes are off, if your reach doesn't look like it used to, if you're not getting that validation or that feedback on the platform that you actually want from it. Like, I want you to know you're not alone and that you are not an anomaly and that you don't suck at what you're doing. And if you're feeling down, please know that it likely isn't you. It is actually that the platform is down in many ways. But what there also is actually this opportunity to shift as the platform shifts. And I think it's actually really exciting. And even just from the shifts I've been making recently, I've already increased my passion, increased my community, increase my excitement to show up, and the outcomes are still pouring in, and I feel better than ever about the grant. And so in this episode, I am going to help you to lean in and empower you around shifting your approach to Instagram if it feels like S-H-I-T. Everyone knows I love alliteration, but this podcast is profanity free, so I could not say that word, but I hope you got the alliteration I was meaning there. We are going to shift so it doesn't feel like beep, right? And so in this episode, I am going to go through with you the three shifts that I am making. Because here's the thing. For too long, I think that a lot of people on the gram have felt like they had to follow so-and-so's rules, that we had to do it this way or it wasn't going to work. And I also do think on the platform for a while with Reels, we felt like we had to do Reels, like hello 2021, 2022 trauma around this. And we kind of did have to do Reels, right, as one part of our strategy to actually use the platform in the best way possible. And I think some of this is kind of like hung over into 2025, where actually the reality is we can do a whole range of different content types on that platform that we love and resonate with most and still have success on that platform. So gone are the days about really having to follow so-and-so's like content creation rules. I also think that Instagram for a while has been feeling quite performative. And in fact, that's actually the one of the things that was happening for me. I felt like I had to show up there in a certain way with my content creation style in order to actually be seen, to be loved, and to get selling. And I had to remind myself as a business owner, this is not true. And I put my content marketing sidekick hat on that I use for everybody else. And I reminded myself what really mattered and made these shifts. And so let's dive in about what they are. So shift number one, you might have seen me post this on the gram. You might have got some hints about what I'm shifting away from right now, but I am moving away for the meantime from making Reels on Instagram. Now, why am I doing this and what the heck is that actually going to look like? And here's a little bit of a backstory. For months, every time I've gone to create a Reel, I really felt like it just wasn't aligned. I absolutely love B-roll Reels. I love helping people make them. I love people who make them and love them. I absolutely think they are an amazing content creation approach. So everything I'm saying here, I want you to know I'm coming from two places. I am your content marketing sidekick, and I know that B-roll Reels can absolutely kill it, and it can be one of the best things you do for your business. But I also know as a human, if you don't like doing something, if you're not enjoying it right now for whatever personal reasons, whatever reasons to do with your values, your time, your capacity, your creativity, your voice, your vibe, if you are doing something just because it works and it's a good strategy, but it is not actually working for you, then it can be one of the worst things to do in your business. And this goes for so many things. But for me, for a while, Reels just haven't felt like it. When I go to do them and I look at the B-roll that I have available to me, it just felt performative. Like when I filmed this, I must have been in a different mindset. I filmed it in an Airbnb, which again, there's nothing wrong with that. But more and more recently, when I've just really been feeling like upping my personal brand and like giving even more behind the scenes into my business, actually using B-roll that wasn't in my own place was not something that was resonating with me. And then I just don't feel at the moment like I'm in a place where I even wanted to record more B-roll because I'm a bit off it, right? This is like my personal story. So, you know, if you feel like these things, you're not alone. Then I would do what I teach my students to do and think, okay, so I'm going to be authentic. I don't want to do that type of reel. Is there a different type of reel I could do? So then I started trying some like, oh, those more performative reels, right? I would call them, where I was reacting to a sound or following a specific trend and kind of like acting out on camera. And again, these work so well for people. And I really used to enjoy doing these in like 2021 through like 2023, right? When they were all the rage, like lip syncing, and I was channeling like my high school drama classes and all of that. But right now, when I was doing them again, they just didn't feel like me. And what was happening is I actually felt myself, and let me know if you felt this too, getting so disheartened. I started beating myself up saying, like, you're not good at content. Like, this just isn't you. You're not going to break through with Reels. If you don't use Reels, like, your brand is going to crash down, right? All of the things that we can say to ourselves as humans. And again, this might have been hormones or the moon or who knows, but it just wasn't a good period of time. And I put my content marketing sidekick hat on and I went back to the basics of content marketing. And I said to myself, what is my brand? What parts of my brand is the most magnetic to my beautiful ideal audience? Who are my audience? What do they want to hear? What do they need to hear? And then I asked myself, what content can I create to show my brand to my audience with messages and topics that will move them forward and do any of those things need to be Reels to actually succeed? And the answer was a hard no. And it really hit me in that moment that I had been following an idea in my head that was a limiting belief that I had to do Reels to succeed. Because here's the thing, any other business owner, unless you're literally an Instagram coach, your niche is Instagram, you don't need to be on Instagram to succeed, right? And in alignment with that, we don't need to do Reels to succeed when we are on Instagram. Maybe in 2021, like 2021 me would be like absolutely going, oh, that's a lie right now. Because in 2021, 2022, we almost did have to do Reels if we wanted to cut through. They were like the it thing, the in thing. They were dominating the algorithm. People loved watching them. They were new. They were shiny. They were amazing vehicles. We were all excited about them. I was too. But over the years, that has shifted. And I really, really believe right now, you do not have to do Reels to succeed. You do not have to do carousels to succeed. You do not have to do single posts to succeed. You do not have to do stories to succeed. We have this amazing platform now where truly every single piece of it can get you results when you do it using three things really well. We're going to talk about those three things in shift three, okay? Because that is the other shift that I am making. But I want you to hear when I say that I am shifting away from Reels and I am going to be focusing on content that I love to create that will still resonate with my audience, that this is your permission slip wherever in your business is no longer feeling like a vibe for you to no longer do that, but replace it with something that is more aligned for you, for your audience, for your capacity that you can use for your success. And that is exactly what I am doing. So for the meantime, this could change in a week or two, a month, a year, who knows? But for the meantime, I am giving myself permission to step away from Reels as my shift number one. And I am stepping more into carousels. And already I can actually see a change. And it is absolutely going to be because of my energy on the platform. It is because right now I am really finding I want to communicate in a particular way with my audience, with that little bit of like more long form depth in the written word, with diagrams, with visuals, and this is working really well. And I am already seeing outcomes and I already know that this is really positive. And so I dare you to lean in and tidy up the things in your business that you feel are tying you down, and tweak them so you actually feel like you enjoy showing up. Another example of this is the amazing Amy Porterfield, who I absolutely just think is the bee's knees. Recently, she was saying that like her newsletter, which she's been doing for years, was really just falling flat. And she has changed to a personalized like email, which is the way that I love to write emails. I love to read emails. I send emails and teach emails in this more personalized style. Amy has shifted to that, her shifting away from something she maybe felt like she had to do in the past to this amazing new newsletter style now has engaged me even more because I've loved reading things like this for a while and I'm so happy she has made this shift. So also just remember that shifts like this can be so good for your audience too. And when I actually knew that I was going to shift away from Reels or wanted to shift away from Reels, I actually went and asked on my stories, my IC, what content are you consuming right now? And for the majority of my audience, it was actually that when they go to Instagram, they scroll the main feed. That's the one that has carousels, has our single static pose, has our Reels all in one. only a tiny portion of people directly went to the Reels tab and scrolled that. So I knew I could still reach my people. Then when I shared what I was doing, I had beautiful IC flood in and say that they were feeling this same way and that they also were a little bit over Reels creating and consuming as well. And I really, really knew that by staying authentic to myself and keeping the basics in my brain, but doing those basics better about what really, really, really matters, that I was already onto a win. So I really hope that empowers you. If you are falling flat around something on the platform right now, it might be Reels, it might be something else, this is your permission slip to turn away, tweak, and focus your energy on something else. So shift number two that I am making is also one that I think that you might have seen more recently, and you may have heard me speak about some of this because, for example, last week's episode was a whole episode on personal branding without needing to be an influencer, without needing to be private, and this shift actually goes along with that as well. And this isn't one that I mentioned in the personal branding episode last week, so head back and listen to that one if you want to know why right now, as an actual branding strategy, having more of your personal brand is absolutely a massive power up. But what I didn't mention was that one of the shifts I'm making to really actually lean more into my personal brand is trying to share some of the things I used to share on stories on my actual main feed. So I've always integrated a level of personal branding into my business. Anyone who's in the Content Mastery Club, for example, which FYI, doors are opening soon again to the Content Mastery Club. So I'm going to put the VIP link in these show notes. So if you do want to get on the VIP list, get into the club, get some very special bonuses as well to build your content marketing machine in the most sustainable, powerful, proven way, I would love to see you inside it. You can get your name on that list. But in the Content Mastery Club, for example, I've always taught about having a personal brand in our stories and as one of our content pillars. But there's been a lot of things over the years from following so-and-so's rules all the way, for example, that people just responded to content types in different places in the past. A lot of personal branding stuff has gone in stories, right? And you might resonate with this as well. And I'm really having to empower myself, allow myself to say, this has a place on the feed, right? This gets to live for more than 24 hours. And I know we can save stuff in highlights, but it could be buried 50 highlights deep in a highlight somewhere, which is 5 down your highlights feed, as opposed to actually having this as something that sits on your newsfeed. When people binge this like Netflix, it's right there as an option for them to click on and go deeper on. So what I'm actually doing at the moment is leaning into personal branding. If you're not sure about the nuances of personal branding, what to share, go back and listen to that episode last week or join me in the club where we have this inside. But essentially, a lot of the things I used to share on my stories around personal brands relative to the people I'm speaking to, I am now sharing on my newsfeed, and it is inspiring me around different content ideas, and it doesn't need to be a reel because I've stepped away from that. I've been sharing a lot of this in carousel format, photos from behind the scenes, thoughts and reflections about my values, my vision, how things have impacted me, affected me, that my audience are also going to care about. There's that crossover there, like we spoke about in last week's episode about how to make your personal brand relevant to the people on the other side, but still harnessing that unique element that is you to really set you apart. But the shift I am making is allowing myself permission to share that. And I really want you to start thinking, when you go to share things in stories from now on, I want you to ask yourself, does this have a place on my feed instead? Is there some kind of lesson here I'm sharing? Is there something that all of my IC should know about me as a point of connection? Is this something that sets me apart, that is a personal element of my brand that also is something that, you know, helps me to connect or compel to people on the other side? And I want you to start to think about putting that on your feed as well. If you work under the This Is Co pillar method, these things fit perfectly under stories that connect and about the business, so you can slot that content into your weekly content plan of what to share to move people forward and not just get stuck as a content creator, but really connect, compel, and convert them along those five pillars, you would share this in the stories that connect and about the business. So we've got our five pillars: engage and entertain, educate, activate, inspire, stories that connect, about the business, show off and sell. And when I say Instagram is shifting, the types of platforms, the accessibility, the authenticity is shifting, but our consumer psychology has not, and we still want to be sharing those five pillars to actually send people on a customer journey. It's just our content creation in those pillars has shifted a little bit. And I dare you to share things that you used to put in your story on your feed instead, and watch the difference that this can make to you building your personal brand in your business to power everything up. Because we know 47% of Americans, for example, but this is a worldwide phenomenon, trust personal brands more than corporate or business brands right now. The other half of people still love corporate brands, so we want to be doing both as business owners. So that's definitely shift number two for me. And shift number three, and I hinted at it before, is I am going back to basics. I am going back to the core of what helps us succeed as business owners, of what consumer psychology tells us matters, of what the best marketing principles in the world tell us what matters, of what I teach you in the Content Mastery Club that matters. And that is my brand clarity, my audience clarity, and my content clarity, and how to make content that converts. Because we all can do this, even content marketing sidekicks. I got a little bit lost. I stopped focusing on those things. I was playing the algorithm game a little bit too much. I felt like I had to do reels. I forgot myself that content is just a vehicle. The types of content that we create is a vehicle for our message. You need to get from point A to B. There are many different vehicles that can get you there. And you actually get to decide what vehicle you want. And this is part of content clarity. So I am going back to my brand, my audience, and my content clarity, because it is so easy to forget the basics and think that when things aren't working, we need to do more instead of doing the basics better. I did that trap where I thought, well, my B-roll isn't working for me. Instead of going back to basics and saying, how else can I approach this? I thought, oh, I've got to do more. I've got to try this performative reel. I've got to do better trending audio. Maybe I've got to record more B-roll. Maybe I've got to do that, instead of actually slowing down and going back to those basics. And as soon as I've done that, I've instantly already seen an improvement in my energy and my actual outcomes. So I'll be going back to my core message and my brand and really making sure that is as strong as possible. I will be going back to my audience and getting crystal clear again on who they are, what they need to hear to be driven forward to come into my world. And I'm also going to refine my content creation style to deliver those messages that my audience need to hear that also infuses my brand. Maybe that will have reels in it one day soon. Maybe it won't. Who knows? But these are the three shifts that I am making. Shift one, no more reels for now. Finding a content style that actually is sustainable and still delivers my message to my perfect people in a way I actually feel damn good about. Shift number two, really leaning into personal branding and using this platform a little bit different. Same content, but sharing it in a different place, more permanent, because that is the shift we're seeing on the platform too. And shift three, going back to the basics. And here's the thing, there is so much power in going back to the basics that I am taking you along for the ride. And in next week's episode, I am going to be sharing with you exactly how you can get brand clarity around your brand messages, those magnetic messages that every single business needs, that sometimes we need to freshen up, tighten up, or shout from the rooftops when we get them right to make sure that our ideal customers know who we are, what we do, and why choose us in an instant. Because there is no point in creating content that, for example, brings people to your account or brings people to your homepage or brings people to that next place in the business if when they see your brand message, they cannot see that you are for them instantly. Your brand message is a thing that can help you grow followers on Instagram, can help you have people scroll your homepage, can help you have people see you, go, oh my gosh, she's the one for me, and slide straight into your DMs. We use it everywhere and it is so important. This is magnetic. And so next week, that is what we are diving deep into as I again dive deep into this into my world. That is all from me. Thank you for joining me. If you've been feeling icky about Instagram, if you're in love with Instagram at the moment, my DMs over on Instagram are open. Let me know how you feel. Let me know if this episode has helped you. And until next time, I hope that you are getting seen, loved, selling, scaling in the best way possible. And as always, I am here to help you do just that as well. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Love, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.